All right, guys, we are back. You know who it is. It's Raj Mintaj from The On-Call Empath. I've been gone for a little bit, but I am back and super excited to keep going. I just found out that this podcast has just entered the top 30 trauma podcasts on the web. This is according to FeedSpot. I got the official word. I got all the documents. I am so excited. All this work that I've been putting in and helping all my clients. And it means a lot to me for you guys to give me such great feedback. And I hope you get some value out of this podcast. So I want to keep going and give you as much value, especially all the empaths and highly sensitive people out there. Even the trauma victims that are going through so much during this pandemic. I'm glad this podcast is, helping so many people around the world. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, keep going. And we're just passing this 80th episode. I just started this last year. And it's come so far. I'm so grateful for everything that's happened to me and how much I've grown personally from talking to so many doctors and therapists and coaches, the best out of the best. And I learn as much as you guys do. So I get a lot out of it myself. And also, I just want to put on a side note, I want to thank each and every one of you for leaving a great feedback and review on Apple iTunes. It tremendously helps me out and keeps me motivated to keep pumping out these episodes. And you can expect a lot more on their way. So with that said, this 80th episode, I'm going to tackle something that's very dear to me. A lot of my clients have requested me to cover this topic of five ways on how not to take things so personally in life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and get started. So it's no secret that empaths and highly sensitive people do process things a little different. So when we get into some sort of situation where it's, you know, where we want to express ourselves, we end up shutting down. And I've noticed that with a lot of my clients is the number one thing is they can't express themselves because they were never allowed to when they were being abused by a narcissist. As you get older, you become adult. No matter where you go, whether it's work, you're dealing with a boss, friends, family, you know, people at the grocery store, wherever you go, any type of confrontation or misunderstanding, we don't take it very well. And that's just a natural response to protect us. It's to protect us, and we do what we know best and how we did it when we were being abused. And so this episode, I want to cover on how not to take things personally. And you don't have to be an empath or a highly sensitive person to get some value out of it. I think just with the pandemic and so much going on, I feel like anyone can get some value out of this. A couple years ago, I came across a gentleman who inspired me quite a bit. His name was Nicholas Gamercini. He was training for the Olympics, and he had quite the mindset and has been through quite a lot in life. He basically left his family to follow his dreams, and one of the things he did was he was in the process of writing a book. It was an inspirational book called Creative Positive Change. And, you know, after kind of talking to him, he had asked me if I would be willing to write a piece in his book. And, you know, he put me in chapter 3, and then I was very honored. And I'm going to read this to you because it pertains with this episode. The name of the chapter is called Recreating Oneself and Quantifying Results, Chapter 3. I stopped looking for positivity and let it find me. As far as negativity, it's part of life. But It has no place in my life. Love all and let those who hate keep hating. Decide from this moment on what kind of person you want to be and live accordingly. Raj Mantash. You know, I used to walk into a room and think, you know, what do all these people think of me? You know, a long time ago when I was, trying to get up the corporate ladder and get these jobs and trying to impress everyone. But it wasn't until I knew being an empath, it's going to be really tough because you're always constantly wondering if people are going to accept you. Now, it's the opposite. I walk into a room and I decide, who do I want to have in my life? Who do I want in my space? Who's going to help me grow and be the best version of myself? So starting off, five ways not to take things personally. Number one is let things go. And I know everyone, it's a lot easier than said, especially I know firsthand. It's hard to take at face value when someone disrespects you or doesn't accept you or just blows you off. Not to take that seriously, especially as a highly sensitive person, we're wired, that part of our brain lights up. We go back to that flashback moment. How dare they bring our ego into it? It's all, you know, we're thinking they attacked us. I mean, I'll give you an example. Today I was supposed to have a interview with one of the guests to be on my podcast, and they couldn't log on to a simple Google account to talk to me face to face. I think they had an agent. Normally, a lot of the podcasters, they have agents that book their calls. So, well, unfortunately, this person, they tried to log on. They couldn't log on. They got frustrated, and they just took off. And here I was already. Of course, I got upset. You know, I took time out of my day to want to talk to them, to be, you know, to have them on my show. But the first thing I could have done is gotten angry. I could have just said that, you know, this person doesn't value my time. They think they're better than me. But instead of doing that, I wanted to give the person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe, you know, they really didn't know how to log into a Google chat account. Maybe they were just so overwhelmed. So whatever the reason, it cannot reflect me. Anyone out there that is taking things personally, you have to let things go and roll them off because it serves you no purpose. Because A, they're not paying your bills. B, they're not anyone that's going to influence your life. And C, if they are somebody of integrity, they would probably contact you in the future and want to do it again. But see, I can't expect anything from anyone. And the minute we expect something from someone, that's when, you know, we get disappointed, especially the highly sensitive empaths. We go to people for permission, for acceptance. We want to be validated. And so that's why letting go and asking, stepping back and asking, is this person worth even thinking about? Regardless of the reason why they didn't do what they were supposed to, it has nothing to do with you. And this kind of brings me to the next point, is never jump to conclusions. Because regardless of the excuse, the reason, you know, whether they're having a bad day, most people, unfortunately, in this life is going to let you down. So if I jump to conclusions on every person thinking, oh, they did this because, you know, they don't respect me, or they did this because they think, you know, this of me, how much energy are we losing? And being highly sensitive and empaths, we have to protect that energy the best we can. So don't even entertain the fact of jumping to conclusions on why they did what they did. I mean, I have it every day. I can't tell you. I mean, I go even to doctor's office, dentist's office, friends, family. Like, there's always something that happens that could be intentional or it could be unintentional. And I could jump to conclusions all day and burn myself out. But it's definitely not worth it. So number two is don't jump to conclusions, which took me some time to sit back and really see exactly who's it coming from? What is this person all about? And that's why journaling, meditation, these are the insights that you're going to get when you can take your own self out of the picture and look from a third party, you know, looking down, introspection. And that's why I always have a backup. And this is number three on five ways not to take things personally, is always have a backup plan, plan B, whether it's a job or somebody that you expect something from somebody and they don't follow through. In fact, this works really good in the job arena because let's say you're due for a promotion and you know, you've interviewed like four or five different places, you already have job offers. You're basically protecting yourself for anything that might happen. So if you're more of the worrier type, like I am, every time I apply for something, in this case, it was a job, I'm going to make sure I get promoted either way. It may not be from that employer, but I'm going to get where I'm going to need to go one way or another. So that's why I'll never let other people make the decision for me. Because either way, one way or another, if I want to go from A to B and I have to go through a certain person to get there, there's ways to go around it. I always have a backup plan. And that's why number three on ways to take things not personally is you're not going to take things personally if you don't get, let's say, that promotion or you don't get, you know, something that you wanted and you expected it from a certain person, because you have all these other backup plans that you can go and take detours. So that's number three. Moving on, number four, know your worth. Now, this one is a big one because, as we know, highly sensitive empaths, people that have been abused, our self-esteem is probably not the best. So how do we get to that point? How do we raise our esteem? Well, for one, look who you're hanging around with. They say that, you know, out of five people that we hang around with, we're basically taking on whatever their energy is taking on. So we're most likely to be like them. Who are our friends? Are they bringing us up? Are they bringing us down? As you can tell, like if you look at all my guests on this podcast, I mean, these are all people on the right path and they're in the same mindset as me. They're willing to help people and expect nothing in return. And those are the type of people that I want in my life. So what happens is when I'm around these people and I talk to these people, I get their energy, my worth goes up. So if somebody comes in and makes a hateful comment, is like, hey, your podcast sucks, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, in my head, instead of getting angry and wanting to put that person down, A, I like it because bad publicity means I'm hitting a nerve. And two, I know that person's hurting. They're not there yet. They've got to go through a process. If they take time to hate on me, imagine what it says about their self-esteem. So number four, you know your worth. And to increase that, it's being around people that are a little bit better than you, that you can learn from, and then that pushes you to become the best version of yourself. And then, of course, there's, you know, meditation, you know, reading books, podcasts like this, trying to get as much positive knowledge, and then you feel better about yourself, which leads to higher worth. And the fifth and final point to five ways to not take things personally: stop worrying about what other people think. This is the number one dream killer. And when people ask me, you know, hey, how come you're not a doctor like your dad? Or how come you didn't go to this school? Or how come, you know, you're not doing this? And I used to worry and think like, maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be, you know, going to this school or this profession. But it wasn't until I figured out that, hey, I'm not going to change who I am just because it makes someone else happy. I enjoy podcasts. I love playing guitar. I love cooking. I love helping other people. I love coaching. I love my clients and I love my guests. That's who I am. That's my identity. And I'm not going to let anyone tell me like, hey, you're wasting your life. You should be in a real profession. According to who? I mean, at the end of the day, what puts a smile on my face. And that's one thing that you want to keep in mind, in your back of your mind, is what we see on social media and everything on television. We think that's what's going to complete us, but it's not until we actually figure out what we want in life and what's important to us, we're going to keep going in this circle. I mean, all I know, a lot of empaths, they feel pressured to say yes. You know, they feel obligated to please others and apologize. You know, these worst case scenarios, thinking black and white. You know, there's no middle ground. It's just either all good or all black. I mean, I get it with so much going on in the world with the pandemic. I can just sense, you know, as an empath, you can feel this energy when you go out. You know, people are not in the best mood. So we have to protect ourselves and know we can't take things personally. You know, bad things are going to happen. But if you're prepared, you're able to have backups, you know your self-worth, you know, you're able to let things go and not jump into conclusions, you're one step above, and one step above finding the best version of yourself. So I hope you got something out of this episode. I really wanted to do this alone, do a solo episode, because I know a lot of you guys have been, you know, having problems with this and just don't know which direction to go to. But hopefully these five ways, it could help you out. And you know what, guys, it takes time. It took me decades to get where I am today and to finally accept myself and keep moving forward. And that's why I created this podcast. Just know you guys are never alone. So with that said, stay tuned for the next episode, and we are out.
You're listening to The On-Call Empath.